The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, March 3rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we have a discussion about vows, an expression of love. It's an organization similar to an NGO that is doing wonders inside the inner city community. We have representatives from the Vows Expression of Love Association, and I want to actually find out more detail on what it is, right? We have Mr. Vincent Wallace, who's on the line, and also we have Ms. Rosemary Munnings, who is in studio. And I'm going to put some questions to them as to what is the objective of this organization, what type of organization it is, and what and how can we help them help Bohemians. So that's what the conversation is going to be about. It's another charitable organization that is promoting and helping people in the inner city, and they want to basically explain exactly what their organization is about and what they are doing in the community. So let me make sure my guest who's on the phone line is able to hear me first, and then we'll start. Vincent, can you hear me? Vincent?
Yeah, I got you, Siri.
Good. So I have Vincent Wallace, and better known or AKA as Skillabo. So I know him as Skillabo, and I know him from my old community of Over the Hill, East Street, Mason Edition, McCullough Corner. And Skillabo and his associate, Rosemary Munnings, has started a new organization. The organization is coming and having an event sometime in April 22nd. And pull that mic closer to you, Rosemary, so you can hear it. We got to get that bigger mic. Yeah, can I get it closer? Good. But Skillabo, Vincent, tell me about the program. What is Vows?
Well, Vows is all about reaching out to the inner city. You know, I grew up in Mason Tradition. I grew up in the inner city. And during the pandemic, looking at what was going on, was taking place after the pandemic over, I saw people calling on the phone line, speaking about how they hurting in the inner city community is Beantown, Mason Tradition, The Grove, you know, just in areas where normal people live and, you know, used to having good things, so to say. But find out that plenty of people, especially the children, was going through some difficult times and still going through some difficult times, some families and things like that. So it just pressed upon my heart by the Spirit of God to reach out to these people in a special way, you know, by any means and ways that I could, as being a giving them things that they deserve in the inner city. Even we reaching out to old folks' homes, and we're reaching out to the children homes, and we'll be going in schools and things, because all of this is in a way to show, to express our love towards them and let them know there's people still out there would have love to share with them the love that Christ shared with us when he was on earth.
Okay,
so
good.
That's what the WOW Foundation is all about. We are all about reaching out to those helping hand, that love, that care, that concern about their very needs.
And I have Ms. Munnings in studio, and who is responsible for all the administrative part of Vows, right? And Ms. Munnings, I want to know the history of Vows. How did you come up? It seemed to be an acronym. How did you come up with the name, right? And I want to know your history of helping people, because my listening audience would say, like, there's NGOs opening up every day. What makes this Vows group special? Why should I engage them? Why should I join forces with them and commit?
Okay, the VOW acronym is Vincent Rodriguez Wallace. We sought to name it after Mr. Wallace because Mr. Wallace is legally blind. and his love for people is genuine. And we're a part of other NGOs, but every NGO has their own. We wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty of actually interacting with the community, the person themselves, the children, the elderly, because even though NGOs assist and they help, some don't actually go in the communities and actually sit with these people and, you know, actually hear their stories.
Busy, feel what they're going through.
What they're going through. And even before starting this organization, we've sat with persons. We've spoken with persons. We've spoken with children who would say, well, you know, nobody loves me. And we just want persons to know that, hey, I may not know you. Okay, we may not interact daily, but there are still people out there who really love you and care about you and are willing to help you.
Okay. And Skilba, going back to you, you have chosen Mason Edition to be your first project for this VOWS organization. Why Mason?
Well, you know, like I say, that's where my navel string is, and that's where my heart was at one time in my life. And I mean, my heart is still there, and I just want to give back to that community in a special way to let them know that, hey, we can do the same thing we used to do in the early years when we was a little younger. We still can do it, and you still have people out there would really care about the community, and I got a few other people that will speak in and all. It's not just a food giveaway and things like that, but we'll be speaking more positive things into the young men. See, it's just, I mean, we be dealing with the children in the homes, but we're really trying to reach out to the young men, them too, concerning violence and all these negative things young men are now getting involved with. We get a couple speakers will be speaking in those areas and all. And I just want to start off in Mason because, you know, like I say, that's my stomping ground. That's where I come up in, and I just want to show them if the Lord could do it for me, he could do it for each and every one of y'all too. I am just one he using, a vessel he using to share this love.
There's a saying, can anything good come out of Mason, right?
Wow.
And you've proven that surely God is good and God can change people and things. Ms. Munnings mentioned that you're legally blind.
Yes.
I'm thinking about that, saying, What you mean you going out helping people? You're doing community work. This is outreach work. When surely you need support for your own survival. Why did you felt it is a need, is a mandate that God presses upon your spirit that you too need to go out and show support?
Okay. Siri, I want to share this with you and the nation at large. I lost my sight in 2003. Right? I prayed to God, asked him for my sight back. There's a scripture would say, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And he gave me that word every time I go to pray and speak about getting my sight back. He gave me that word. So, I live not concerning man taking care of me and providing for me. I live knowing that God is just. And if he said it, he will do it. All things, he say, will work out for my good as long as I continue to love him and it's according to his purpose. So it ain't have really nothing to do with me. I am just a vessel. He put a vision in my heart. And if he put the vision in my heart, he will make provision for it to come to pass. And that's what he's doing now. With the assistance of the corporate nation and many others out there who I know he have already put in place to help this ministry to move forward and to make a difference in the lives of young people out there, families and elderly. And it's not only about Nassau. We're trying to reach every island in the Bahamas by the grace of God.
Ms. Munnings, I mentioned that you and Mr. Wallace have done outreach programs, historically done outreach programs with a number of NGOs, NPOs, etc. Where did you, or how did you encounter Vincent to say, I'm going to partner with you in order to form your own organization to help inner city communities?
I would have met Vincent 5 years ago through a mutual friend of mine who also lost his sight with the Bahamas Alliance for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And we automatically connected. We participated in walks. We did an adjustment. Well, actually, I connected after doing I was pulled in to do an adjustment to blindness program where we had persons from the Jamaica School of Blind come in and train us as adjust blindness officers. So we assisted doing all things that ordinary people who can see do. They can live by themselves, they can cook, they can wash, training them to do these things all by themselves. And I think it was on one of our walks, we were at the Urban Renewal Center in Pinewood. And one day we had to do a walk. Well, persons who are blind had to cross the street, walk from the center to C.V. Bethel School and back. Mr. Wallace I was assigned to him, so we would have done that walk coming back from C.V. Bethel, and we shared a lot of things. We talked about, what it is he wanted to do. And he was a bit frustrated. I must say he was frustrated because he felt that the program was not really for him, even though he was blind. But I had to show him that it was for him. There was things that he was able to adjust and do. He lives by himself. The only thing I think he does not do is turn on the stove. Mm-hmm. But he does everything for himself. It's basically to sensitize the general public that not because a person is blind or disabled that they cannot be included. We're trying to promote inclusion for all. And that would bring me to we are involved with a present NGO where he is, he's a co-chair. I serve as secretary and director where this past Christmas, we took some years ago, there might have been a Junkudu group that went to Bay Street with disabilities, but we took the chosen ones to Bay Street. And I think we were well received because not only can regular persons participate in Junkudu, but they did an awesome job. They came out first at the gate. They did an awesome job. They were well received. We also did this past summer, and it's going to be again this summer, what we call Camp Inclusion. Camp Inclusion with BACADIS, and that's the Bahamas Coalition of Advocates for Disabilities in the World. We held a Camp Inclusion which paired persons with children with disabilities to children without disabilities. So they were paired, and they were challenged to find out how everybody operates on a daily basis. Okay, I don't have a disability, so I can get up, I can do this. The person with a disability may not be able to do it as swift as you can do it or as good as you can do it. But it was an awesome camp. It was well received. We have persons who are anticipating camp this year, and I think it's going to be on a larger scale. So we're going to try. We work very closely together, amalgamate everything together, because we really want not only to get the communities together and back to where we were, because I feel it's to get the communities to where we want them to be, we have to take them back. There's a gap. We need to fill that gap. We just need to do it.
But you convinced me, because I wanted to make sure that a legitimate group and that you're doing things. And I see that you have partnered with a number of organizations already, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So I can appreciate that you understand what the community needs. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about your event. Your event is on
April 22nd.
Right?
Like Mr.
And you said you need some assistance.
Yes, like Mr. Wallace said, we sat down and he said, what is it that, moving into 2023, what is it that we can do, to make things different? Because we're always helping people. I'm like what you call a busy bee. I never have time for myself. It's always time for everybody else. So I said, we can put the foundation. He wanted to do this a long time ago, but we held off because of our involvement in so many other organization. So he said, in order for us to do this, we've got to make time for ourselves and get it done. And the only way to get it done is to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we decided that he said what he wanted to do. He wanted to fraternize and do things for persons in the elder. We wanted to do things for children and the wider community. So he decided that, okay, I said, okay, where are we going to start? Let's start with the children. The reason why I said let's start with the children, because of my profession, I am a teacher. So I wanted to start with the children. So he said, okay, we're going to start in Mason Addition. Mason Addition being, like he said, his stomping ground where he came from. Most of his family still lives there. So we're going to start in Mason Addition. We're going to have what is called a family fund. We want to bring persons out of their homes, bring the mummies, daddies, children, grandparents, aunts, uncle, bring them out of their home onto the park. Let the children have a fun day and the family will be entertained. We're looking to get some persons to come in and to speak on, you know, family life and the various things that people can do when they're hurting, because a lot of people are hurting, but they feel as if I reach out to this organization, that organization, they become timid because they said, well, I don't want anybody knowing my business. I don't want anybody talking. But we got to build it. We want to build it so it's one big family. We got to let the community know that, guess what? We are here in this community, and you live in this community, and one hand helps the other.
And Mason is like a village.
It's a
and
village,
more
yes.
likely, everybody knows each other. You shout out the name Skillabo in Mason Addition. They know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Exactly, right? They know the history of him. They know the history of the environment. Yes. So I understand why he wants to start there and then to develop the village in general, right? But I want more details as to what will happen at the event. And apparently, you're going to have food.
We're going to have food.
Do you need donations for this food?
We are not an organization. What we're doing is we're basically trying to do this out of our pockets, and we realize that we are unable to do this. And we have been touching persons and individuals in the community, to especially businesses in that vicinity,
okay,
to see if they, you know, to get them to see the picture, to buy into the event. And because we're here today is because we want to send a clarion call out to corporate Bahamas individuals who feel the pain, who know what people are going through, or who just want to be of assistance, to reach out to us and assist us in this event.
Okay. And so I what type of food would you need?
Okay, so we're just serving something basic. Children love hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. And for the adults, we're going to serve chicken wings, drinks, water.
So if I need to partner with you, if I said, okay, I understand Mason, I grew up in Mason, I want to give back, I understand that you want to do a community event, a Monday, and I want you to donate chicken wings, who do I call, who do I contact?
Okay, I'm going to give my number, and Mr. Wallace's number is 423-4928. My number is 556-9345. You can reach out to us, and I'm sure, Mr. Nuri, if I leave my numbers with you and they decide to call you, you can get the message to us.
Give me the number again.
My number is 556-9345. That's Rose Munnings. And Mr. Vincent Wallace is 423-4928.
Okay, so we get food and drinks, I assume. They get different corporate persons. So have you reached out to the member of parliament, Aaron? I mean, I always get critiqued by Aaron, but she said, why you got to always reach out to the member of parliament? You can do this yourself. It's a community-oriented thing, right? But I say, you have a member of parliament. Have you all reached out to your member of parliament?
We've reached out to the member of parliament, and I've seen him. The reason why we reached out to him, because I've seen him to community events, and I think he is the type of person who is interested and wants to see the community grow. So we've reached out to him, and we're just waiting to hear from him. We're also reaching out to, there's many churches in that area, so we're going to try and reach out to the youth pastor. I have trying to reach out to, we have Evangelistic Temple, who's right on Collins Avenue, mm-hmm. and they have a youth pastor who's very vibrant. So we're going to try and reach out to him. And I think it's the church, East Street Gospel Chapel, right there on mm-hmm. East Street. We're going to reach out to them also. We're going to try get the churches in, and plus we're going to try to get civic organization in it, some civic organizations, and just to provide some entertainment and to spread some love.
I know there's a junk new shack or all kind of junk new shacks to some kind of Russian.
Yes.
About any junk new shacks going to be participating?
Well, we're talking with my brother now. He's one of the lead fellas. We'll be talking with him, try to get him to get a group together to do some Russian on that day.
Man, that's Saxons, man.
Yeah, and then we trying to reach Alaka, and we get T.G. Morrison. We have him on that day too out there speaking. And it's nearly concerning the part where she's talking about what all we can need, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not only the what we're doing now is for the children, right? But we really can need some assistance too and some donators concerning groceries. Because the groceries will be for the family and for the elderly. When I say elderly, it's like the children homes. I mean like the old folks homes and like the children homes, the hostel, the girls' schools, the boys' schools. See, we trying to reach out to all of these persons, but that comes with funds. That's why what we doing this more like a this an opening, but it's more like a fundraiser too. See? But we need some assistance in those areas.
So you can branch out from this fund day, and that either on this fund day itself or in the immediate future, you plan to give groceries out to various organizations or people in the community.
People in the community and persons in the old folks' homes. We go in the old folks' homes. We talk to them, find out what the people need and everything. We get them. We get every. We write down everything what they need. We go back to our sponsors and all who run in with this vision, and we let them know this is what we need. This is the type of food items, you know, we need. This is the type of toiletries and different things like that. See, we ain't just giving them food. We giving them toiletries and things because, you know, you just can't feed a person and don't take care of them, make them smell good and look good and all them things. So that's what we try to do.
And
that's what this ministry is all about.
So it's definitely a ministry. It's a give back ministry,
right,
and showing appreciation of the from the.
Right.
This one is for the children or initiative, but for the people in the wider community,
right?
To show basically that there's people who care.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about.
Oh, okay. And I know that is April 22nd is your event. Is it going to be an all day event? What time would it be?
The event is from 12 noon to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Another sort of group you can reach out to, are there any associates into the area? You know, like people, it's almost like the diaspora, the Masons Edition diaspora.
That's nice.
Moved out of the community. Are there any associations or churches where people go, like, you know, all the Fort Hill people go to St. Agnes?
Yes.
You know, and ask them to join in and support as well?
Yes, we would want the community to join in because, if you know, Mason has had its shares of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I've listened and I've heard, you know, the people express how they feel. And I think we are going to, there's one or two families that I know of in there that I would like to actually bring them to the forefront. Because once we leave Mason, we're not just going to leave Mason. I want to leave Mason knowing that, hey, started it. So, mm-hmm. you know, we, as a community, we keep it.
Is it like a part of the event, what you're trying to do is to show people that they are real. You're real. Your experiences are real.
Yes.
Don't let people define you but by what they perceive your community to be. Those communities, though, are in the conditions they're in, not because people are nefarious or crooked or I don't want to live in the inner city. It's because, like, I'm 46. When my mother came back home from school, when she came back with her degrees, the prime minister at the time, the leader said, listen, we need young Bahamians to build the country, to build the island, to move out of your homesteads, to move and buy land, develop land, build homes. But when they left, it sort of created a vacuum because there was no plan, right? And people have been left to rebuild community and fill the gaps on their own, you know, and as time passes and structures devolve, mm-hmm. this initiative is a great way to provide structure, to show people how they can provide structure in their communities and begin to rebuild with each other.
Eric Glenn.
Just listen, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Glenn, yes, sir.
You just made yourself available for the speaker.
Okay.
You wanted the speaker.
Yes, sir.
We could use that.
Yeah, man, of course.
Yes. Okay.
Of course. In fact, my Grammy is on top of the Fort Hill.
Man, stop that. What's she name?
Well, she's passed away now. Corinne Mitchell, right opposite the police headquarters.
So opposite the police headquarters?
Yeah, the Yellow House that used to be next, you know, where finances used to be, Simonette Junkyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corinne Mitchell, that's my Grammy. So, oh, idea.
That's Charlie Knowles there.
Right, around, well, Mitchell and my mom is Lila Green. And then the Thompsons and Rusty Neal.
Right
next door, yeah.
Okay.
And then I can show you another thing about community. I know this lady sitting to my right all my life. She grew me up.
You ain't got to tell me. Me and I stay talking with you.
There you go.
Yes, we do.
But I'll be there.
Aaron, you said a lot, because you know what happens? Even though we had past leaders have asked to build a country, you move out. When we move out, there's nothing wrong with moving out.
Yeah.
But go back.
Yes.
We don't go back. I know I live in Johnson Road.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and I, we had moved out. And I felt lost moving in another area because it was something I wasn't used to.
Mm-hmm.
But when we moved back,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was like a whole new world. And I always tell people, I don't think I can live anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the community is close-knit. It's like Grammy's gone, and then we have the next set of children are here. They're together. So it's like a domino effect.
And it is a real part of community building. We harp on housing as a national security issue because the psychological and emotional loss that people experience when they have to leave the community they grow up in. And for people like, we already don't consider it for people who leave the family islands and come to New Providence, mm-hmm. but just moving and about, that's a big thing for people. And then there are those of us who are privileged, and I want to say this to the privileged class, that is such a tremendous privilege to be able to say, you know, I grew up on the Fort Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spend my days. You have a responsibility to the rest of us, to the descendants of the Fort Hill, to the wider the community, to come back into that space and to share the stories that literally built the country.
So Aaron sounds like she's talking about a homecoming, a Mason Addition, McCullough Corner homecoming from all those persons who grew up in the neighborhood, who have transitioned and gone and moved out east,
come
back home mm-hmm. and help develop the community in terms of this community event.
And just let me say this. That's why do you think Fox Hill Day is so powerful? That is why Fox Hill Day is so powerful, because you have persons who have moved out of Fox Hill. And as small as Nassau is, these persons you only see that one time. Some of those persons you only see that one time in the year.
Absolutely.
And that's when they come back to Fox Hill. So we're going to invite people from Mason to come back home to share in this event.
Yeah.
You know, we can do it. We got to build it. And once we build it and we roll on out of there and we roll into another community, we would roll out knowing that, hey, that legacy is going to live on in Mason because we have set that trend. So we're going something else and going somewhere else to set the same trend.
Good. I see I have a phone call here. So let me engage the caller and see what he has to say. Go ahead, caller. All right, they hung up. But continue and appreciate what is happening. On April 22nd, you're going to have an event. This event is going to be on the Mason Addition Park or on that Saxon Way, right? This event is going to be a fun-filled event with activities and speakers. I see Aaron already being recruited to be a speaker. So also there'll be speakers from the neighboring churches, the neighboring
churches.
Organizations. I see there's lodges and all those. So it's going to be like a homecoming for Mason Addition. At the same time, they have food, folks, and fun It's going to be an event. And you already have partners. You have partners who are already partnering with you and various churches in the community and organizations. And you just basically trying to explain that and encouraging more people to come and participate.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get every... We need to move back to... I know people say the old Bahamas, the new Bahamas. There's no old, there's no new. We just need to change some things, move back to some things that... Like I said, the gap is that, you know, we forgot the way to do certain things. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people move in and we don't even know who our neighbor is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we need to fill that gap because we're not like a United States of America. We're an island.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't live that way. It's a pleasure to go to the family islands and you can lay in your bed and hear if Miss Sue is going to the garden, she passes in every house Miss Sue passes, she yeah. sings a little tune, Miss Linda, I'm going to the garden. You know, we need to bring it back.
Absolutely. So like I would say to the our friends at the University of the Bahamas, at the Sustainability and Research Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look here, they're lecturers. Let's put it on the students this weekend. Let's get them out, well, for that weekend, right? Let's get them out to that event. Maybe send them out a couple of weeks in advance because what Ms. Munning said, right? When the gap, nature abhors a vacuum, so it's filled instantly. We're not American, but we tend to live like American, and then we don't understand why attempting to employ American cultural ideas in the Bahamas don't work. We need the students to come out and the architecture students and look at the buildings, look at the communities, and devise architectural models that incorporate both the culture and the environment and the economic status.
Yes.
To bring people not back to the past, not into somebody else's future, but to sort of a place of balance that's sustainable culturally and economically.
Yes.
So I have a caller here. Let me try to engage this caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? I know we got hang up last time. Caller, can you hear me? Caller going once, going twice, and the caller's gone. But I'm excited about this event. I see that your target audience is about 200 children, and you want to a wider audience in terms of having, what do you call it, a care package.
Yeah,
packages
yeah.
will be given out that day and for future events. But do you have a Facebook page? I know you gave me your phone number, and I'm going to ask for them phone numbers again so people can contact you and participate and donate and assist. But what if I just want to read a flyer? I want to read upon the history of what you are doing. I want to see what all activities and partnerships you want. Is there like a landing page I could come to?
There's not right per se. We're still working. We're in the process of working on the page. I can guarantee you by this afternoon we will have all of this information up. And I just wanted to say one more thing about the fun day. We will be in Mason at the week before the event, speaking with residents again, handing out flyers, promoting the event. But we will have a Facebook page, and by this weekend, persons can look, and they can get all this information.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I just want to say that my cell phone is kind of a little shady now, but I'd like to give out my house number.
Go ahead.
They could call me anytime before 9 in the morning, and anytime. That'll be 362-0362.
Give it again.
362-0362.
So if anyone wants to partner with you and hash out ideas and expand what you are doing now, they can call you at that number and you can and discuss anytime, and see how they can partner.
They can call me anytime before 9 and anytime after 5 in the evening.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what if I wanted to be a speaker at this event, right? Do I just reach out to those numbers again?
Yes. Yes, you can reach out to those numbers. We will welcome you, and I'm sure the community will as well.
Man, look here. Look how I have to reach out to the Bahamas Esports Federation and mm-hmm. tell them, please reach out to the Vow Foundation so that they can possibly provide an opportunity for these young children to experience
Aaron,
esports. Yes, sir.
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
It's not Vow Foundation.
No, Vow.
Vow Expression Love Ministry.
You gotta get it right. Vows, expressions of love. Ministry.
Yes, he's very adamant about
okay,
this.
Okay,
so
I was reading one paper.
Yeah, no problem.
Vows, expression, freedom of love. I got you.
And the name is so important because the name incorporates his name, right?
Yes.
And it tells a tale about how people helped him, and now he is reflecting that love.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? So that's what I'm excited about. But I want to go do a summary, basically, on what all is it that we plan to do. And go ahead, Skilbo, in your own words, what is it that you, what you, this agenda, the objective of this VOWS Association group?
Like I say, this is not our new vote, Mason. It's about all the inner communities, our neck of Mason. I think we was looking to go on Bacardi Road, and then from Bacardi Road, we was looking to go in Bingtown. And from Bingtown, we looking to go in the Grove, and from in the Grove, we looking to go in Montel Heights.
We
looking to go in all of the inner cities. But in this year, I think
it's about four.
It's about four inner city communities.
Yes.
And after those, next year, God's willing, we are looking to reach out to another four until we can touch every island, every community, inner city community in this nation, just sharing love in a tangible way, not just in talks, but even like how I hear them saying the host assembly, reaching them on the ground, touching them, not talking, but touching their heart.
But why is this so important to you?
Well, I think the reason why it's so important, Nuri, we are living in a nation now where some people just don't understand their purpose in life. See, I used to live in Mason, right? I was one of the best basketball players in the Bahamas, best point guard, right? Everybody loves Skiller. Nobody that never know Vincent. Everybody knows Skiller. You go in Mason and you say Vincent, they gonna ask you who he is. But if you say Skiller or Sky, they know that person. That's a ball player. That's they idol. But now I'm trying to get them to know Vincent, a name that I never used to use and all. Because now I know my purpose. I know my purpose in life is to reach out to young people, to reach out to these young fellas on the streets, what idling, to reach out to the elderly people, what looking for love. No, that's all people looking for, you know, it's love. Show them love. To give them love.
Okay, and Ms. Munnings, going back to you, what all have the organization done so far to get the support? Who all have you tried? Or what is the mechanism have you're using to reach people?
Well, we here with Mr. Wallace, he has a base of persons around him who, once he launches something, they're willing and they're able to support. So we've targeted individuals, and we're now reaching out to corporate, bigger persons, businesses, and what's not like that. And we're trying to sensitize them to our awareness, our objective. And like, you know, we want to bring families together and showing them that in bringing families together, we can build stronger communities, because that's what we need. We need stronger communities of people helping each other and to keep on helping. And, you know, and I feel that with the base that he has, the support that he has, and with the time very well together, and it's going to manifest. It's going to be great. And he talked about the various communities. We plan to go around, and I think once we've done that circle, we're going to bring all those communities together in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when, like I said, once we leave a community, we're not going to leave them. You know. We're going to go back. We're going to build relationships. And I think as we go on, we're going to have someone from Mason who would probably join us in Foxhill, who would probably join us in Bacardi. You know, we're going to touch everyone. We're trying to do that.
So what do you say to people who are afraid to go in Mason and say, man, that's inner city? I moved out of Mason for a reason. And now you're saying there's a homecoming and I must come back. That I have a duty of care to help the community, right? What do you say to people like that who say, man, I understand, but I know if I feel comfortable coming there?
I'm going to say this. Whom God kept, is well kept. Listen to me. The country at large, it's just not. And see, that's one of the problems there. I don't want persons to say to label these communities, because a lot of things that persons never expected to happen in their communities, it's happening. It's happening now each and every day. So I just want persons to say, hey, let's put that all behind us. We're working for the better. And prayer changes things. And like it says in, I think it's Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work for the good to those who love the Lord, who have been called
according. Look, I have someone on the line, finally. The phone was acting up, but let's see if we get that through. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Good afternoon, Mr. Newell. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Cousin Helen Green.
Good morning, good morning.
Good afternoon, my blessed Bahamas. Calibu, how are you doing, my brother?
Everything good, JJ.
Good, good. You know, I will see Alex Upstern today by the base. I think I got his number in my phone someplace. I'll reach out and I'll give him your number. But, you know, Vincent, you know, you used to be a good basketball player, but you know, we all got a mind to play sports and stuff. But, you know, but all the wear and tear, and I'm a hardcore and thing, man, playing in all hours at night and morning. Sick, I go to work. You know, but you are a serious guy. You know, your daddy and my dad really grew up together. So I know your whole entire family. You know, I'm a poor McCaslin man also. And also a community minor person, because I spent about $10 million of my money in Junknu to teach my trade and sending people back to school. But people like yourself, myself, you know, people that don't get a recognition in this country. You know, and we sit on the ground. I sit on the ground every day in this city. When people break the pump, I call my boys who work the water works down and all those guys. You understand what I'm saying? But we got to fix this country. This country will never be fixed until we get rid of the Moses School. They're doing this bad. Every time I look at the paper, tax. You're paying taxes, they owe them dead bad. You know what I mean? And you know, this country ain't running right, man. And Aaron, before I go, Mr. Newey, BCC, please, man. I just go to Thorpe Park every Saturday and Sunday, man. Please fix the internet, man. Please. A whole year and gone. 2 years now.
The internet don't work? Internet
on Market Street and Blue Road by St. Agnes. Say, please, man, BTC. Please. I can't take my call, y'all, guys.
Thanks. May I just meet you out at this event, April 22nd, Mason Edition. Good. So I see I have a text here. It says, good morning. Mason's Edition has a very active community group. Union during Easter weekend every year. So that's good. I would like to go get the particulars there so I can forward on to Vincent, because his event is in April and is near Easter, April 22nd. So all of that can be connected. And they so have a big grand event, this big grand homecoming where the kids and the entire community can benefit. But yeah, man, I'm excited that Junknu could be a part of this. Mm-hmm. That there is the number of churches in the community. There's a number of businesses that is adjacent to Mason Edition where you can tap in, and of course they would be willing to give back whatever donation mm-hmm. they can.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, and I would take the risk and reach out to the Valley as well, because wherever the Saxons is, the Valley want to be there, right?
No.
And that would they got to compete. That would really drive the energy and cause people to come out, something they like to do. And to people who are like, oh, I don't feel safe going there, you say to them, listen, it's just science. As soon as you put your foot in the water, the nature of the water will change. As soon as you get here, the nature of the environment will change, and that's what we're looking for.
And before we have the last few minutes, right, I need to go over with all the things that you need, and of course the phone numbers for everyone to call. Just remind us again, what is it that you need and what support that you need?
Okay, first of all, let me give the phone numbers. The phone numbers for Rose Mornings is 556-9345. Mr. Vincent Wallace is 423-4928. And for this event, we're looking for... And, okay, you can call him at home before 9 in the morning or after 5 in the evenings at 362-0362. So for the donation for these events, and we're targeting 200 children, hot dogs, and all the condiments, we're looking for Capri Suns, we're looking for sodas, we're looking for water. I'm happy to say that we have a Bunks and Castle, but I know we can use one more because Bunks and Castles do tend to get very crowded, and we're targeting a lot of children, and they love the bouncing castle.
And they love water slide bouncing castle, too.
But, you know, we sort of left the water slide because we're having, there's a splish splash thing we're planning for the summer.
What?
So we'll be back to talk about splish splash at another day.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But, yeah, so this is hot dogs, hot dog bread, the trays, ketchup, hot sauce, ketchup, mayonnaise, relish, mustard, sodas, Capri Suns, chips, cotton candy, popcorn, candies, you name it.
Are you partnering with one of the local water companies?
We're trying to partner with Chelsea's Choice. Okay. I haven't received anything back from them as yet, but I'm working on it. I'm not leaving no avenue untouched.
Yeah. Awesome.
No avenue untouched.
Okay. Now, Skibble, you, what is it that you want to tell people? I know your name, right?
Well, I wish when I start calling the names, they'll respond right away. We have Terry Delancey, that's Virgo Randall.
Oh, coming
to touch you, my brother. We have John Stewart. That's my cousin. Coming to touch you. Sabas, I hear him yesterday. He's doing a great thing. I hear him on news this morning. Sabas, we need your help, bro. We're looking at some other entities, BTC. We need their help, BTC. We need their help, too, because what we want to do, we want to be giving out some toys and things like that for the children around in the summer, too, little games and whatever. But we're looking to reach out to corporate Bahamas and in a deep and wide way, because we need plenty help for what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach every community in this island before we decide to go to any other island. So, and able for us to do that, we need plenty help. And we are just asking for help, whether funds, I think we will have our bank account up and running by next week, Wednesday, God's be our life. No, they say 7 days. Let's say next week sometime around this time. We'll have the bank account for WOW up and running. Bonds, we need dry goods. We need, like, those things where people could really assist. Whatever, cases of this, cases of that. Tuna, sardine, grits, rice, cornflakes, cookies, soda drinks, juice. All those things, we need them because we're trying to reach other people. We need tissues, toothpaste, underarm deodorant, whatever people need, we need them so we can reach out to them and really make this, let them know there is love still in the communities. There's love still out there. There's people still out there what looking to assist and help them in every and any which way. We could, but we need corporate Bahamas help. We need the inner city help. We need everybody what have a heart for people, a compassion for people. We need them. We need their assistance. We need their donations, support. And we will be grateful and appreciate whatever they do, whether it's big or small. Because one step make two. And you can't make one step unless you decide to make a step. And that's what we're doing. We are making that first step, and we need help to make that second step, third, fourth, and on.
Okay.
And we're looking for plenty of assistance.
So this is C.A. Nuri on Garden Radio AM. Of course, we're talking to the representative of VOWS, Expression of Love Organization. We had Rose Marie Munnings with me, and also Vincent Wallace here, and they were making their appeal to have assistance for their event. And their event is going to be on April 22nd on Mason Edition. They are making an appeal for donations, and this could be a good event. It's a homecoming for Mason Edition, and
the numbers,
the phone numbers. Hey, Aaron, I already lost the phone numbers. But anyway, we'll contact them, or you call me back to Guardian Radio. Anyway, have a wonderful day, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.